Time for a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee. Sectional boys high school basketball scores from last night. In Class 1, Bunker defeated Billings 64-49. Bunker will now take on Cooter in the quarterfinals Saturday at 1 p.m. That game will be played at Van Buren. In Class 2, it was Hayti defeating East Carter 66-49. Eugene defeated Hartville 29-27. In Class 3, the Liberty Eagles defeated Seymour 66-60. Up next for the Liberty Eagles will be a quarterfinal game against Skyline Saturday at 1 p.m. The game will be played at Republic. And, of course, live coverage will air on the Fox 96.9. Boys district basketball scores from last night in Class 4, District 10. Mountain Grove defeated Warsaw 74-31. Mountain Grove will play the number one seed Rogersville Thursday, 6 p.m. in the semifinals at Bolivar. Class 5, District 1, West Plains defeated Hillsboro 66-57. The Zizzers will now face Sykeston, the one seed, Thursday at 5:30 in the semifinals. Game will take place again at Cape Girardeau. Live coverage will be on Hot Country KDY 102.5. The MSU West Plains Grizzlies played in the Region 16 play-in game last night. With more, here's Harlan Hutchison.
Before last night's game, the Grizzlies hadn't beaten Moberly since the 2017-2018 play-in game. Well, we've come full circle. Last night, the Grizzlies went to Moberly, and they put it on the Greyhounds by a final score of 77-55. One thing the Grizzlies had struggled with this season is putting two halves together. Well, they put two halves together last night. First half was good. Second half was great, especially at the defensive end where they held Moberly, a team that had scored over 100 on them and averaged right around 90 points a game, down to 55 points last night. Our Don's Auto Service Grizzly Player of the Game was Kai Lindsey. He had 13 points, several assists, and really ran the floor great for the Grizzlies the entire ball game. Javon Barbie was the leading scorer from Tacoma, Washington for the Grizzlies. He finished with 16 points. Moberly's size has been an issue in every game against them this year. Last night, it was not. The Grizzlies just outworked them and wanted it more, and they end up winning the game easily. With 11:37 to go in the ball game, the Grizzlies had an 18-point lead. Moberly started to make a little push, but it didn't go very far. The Grizzlies win in a blowout against the Greyhounds by a final of 77-55. Moberly finishes their season now with a 24-7 mark. The Grizzlies continue on with their second straight win, now 11-9. 19 on the year. Next up for the Grizzlies, semifinals. Thursday night, Park Hills, Missouri against the Mineral Area Cardinals, a team that finished in first during the regular season in Region 16. But last night, just an eye-popping performance. The Grizzlies dominate Moberly at Moberly by a final of 77-55. With the Grizzlies up north, I'm Harlan Hutchison.
Thinking about playing football for the West Plains Zizzers? Informational meeting will be held at the West Plains Middle School Wednesday, March 25th at 5:30 for incoming 7th and 8th grade students from surrounding rural schools and West Plains Middle School who are interested in joining middle school football. MSU West Plains Grizzly Baseball, Friday doubleheader at Zizzer Baseball Field, noon and 3 p.m. versus St. Charles Community College. Then Saturday, a doubleheader, the Grizzlies will be at St. Charles Community College, and again, the times will be noon and 3 p.m. The TCMH 20th Annual Two-Person Golf Scramble will be held on Friday, June 12th, and Saturday, June 13th at Oakwood Golf Course in Houston. Proceeds benefit the scholarship program. There'll be a morning and afternoon tee time. To sign your team up, go to tcmhfoundation.org. MSU West Plains Grizzlies softball team will compete in the Grand Slam Tournament at Branson Thursday. They'll play at 1 p.m. versus Elgin Community College and Iowa Western Community College at 3 p.m. Up next for the West Plains Lady Zizzers is semifinal district basketball. They'll be taking on McDonald County tonight at 7:30. The game will air on Hot Country KDY 102.5. And in Class 4 girls district basketball, the Mountain Grove Lady Panthers will take on Stratford tonight at 6 p.m. at Rogersville in the district semifinals. That's a check of sports. I'm Gary Lee.